Gooch is going to be out on Saturday at Findlay Kia. That's on West Sahara. Listen to this. He's there from 2 to 4, and that's when Derek England's going to be there as well. First 100 people in attendance going to receive a personally autographed hockey puck. Plus, you got free pizza from Pizza Hut, cookies from Crumble Cookie. Crumble Cookie. What? Really trailed off there. Cookies from Crumble Cookie. Drinks from Juaritos. Oh, my God.
Juaritos.
What a party. 2 to 4, Findlay Kia, West Sahara. Don't miss it.
On a BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
I cannot believe something here. This man and I, we disagree on basically everything, and I'm seeing here on the screen that he agrees with me on the lunch ladies should give condoms on the food tray at school. Like, it's just instead of a wet wipe, just drop a little condom there on the food tray. I cannot believe it. The man, the myth himself.
I don't know. Is he still the right-wing darling? Ben?
Right-wing Ben!
Hey.
I'm reading here that you agree with me?
Yeah. Only because I've caught gonorrhea and chlamydia twice now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean it ain't no big deal. They just give you a shot and two pills.
Yeah. Well, I bet you it's rampant out there in Moapa.
There's nobody in Moapa.
Well, who do you bone out there that's got chlamydia then or whatever?
I think it was my girlfriend out here in Vegas.
Wait a minute. You got chlamydia from your girlfriend in Vegas, but you live in Moapa.
Yeah.
Did she have chlamydia before you met her?
No.
So, well, how did she get chlamydia?
He cheated or he gave it to her?
Did you give it to her?
No, I don't know, because I had sex with her when I got it.
Wait a minute. Is this one of those horse-banging stories that you were telling us?
No.
All right.
Right.
No, I got a girlfriend. I don't know. The girlfriend thing's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I have a girlfriend, but she lives in Canada.
No, I'm not care. I don't care about where
no,
she lives.
No, the girlfriend's a hooker. A call girl here in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
But it's not my hooker, though. Like, I was never her client. I just met her, and we started dating, and now we're...
Your significant other is sleeping with guys all the time, having unprotected sex, and then you decided, you know what? I should have unprotected sex.
I don't think hookers have unprotected sex, though.
She got chlamydia.
No, she won't. She won't have unprotected sex, because I've texted her off other phone numbers and offered her $1,000 for unprotected sex, and she turned it down.
How'd you meet this hooker girlfriend of yours?
Just met her in Vegas, sticking around by like casino.
Yeah, and then what happened? You got her number? Did she offer you sex?
I got her number. No, she didn't offer me sex. I was never her client.
No, I understand. You're not a client.
How'd you find out she was a hooker then?
I seen an ad.
Oh, so like, so you bone this chick, and then you're around town. You're like, wait a minute, I know her.
Yeah, she's on that side of that truck.
Yeah,
I seen an ad on Mojo.
Oh, like a hooker ad online.
Yeah, you ever been on Mojo and like checked it out?
Yeah, it's like Backpage, right?
Or heard about it at least.
I know.
No, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's these websites where you can go get call girls, and there's pictures of them on there.
Yeah, they're basically escorts and whatnot. They got pictures of it. I was like, no, look at this. And I sent it to her, and she was like, that's not me. I'm like, you.
Yeah. So you were on there looking for a prostitute.
No, I get on there. I don't really look for prostitutes. I just get on there to get on there.
Okay.
I don't do that. I promise. That's not how it works for me.
The truth is, I'm an idiot.
So how'd you get rid of the chlamydia?
You just go to a clinic and they'll give you. I knew what it was. I just told them. I said, hey, this is what it is. I need a shot for gonorrhea and the pills for chlamydia. And they're like, all right. So they give you the pills and shot.
Did you confront her about the disease?
No, not yet, because I don't know if it was her or not.
Oh, so this is recent.
Oh, yeah.
So you had sex with somebody else?
So you just got gonorrhea within the last couple weeks?
Yeah.
No wonder we didn't hear from you for a minute.
Yeah, I know.
So hold on a minute.
Disappeared.
So right wing. So you had unprotected sex with someone else other than your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you got.
Was that her on the radio?
No, it's the guy that works.
If she had unprotected sex with somebody else, you'd be offended.
Oh no! Yeah, no.
I like how the hooker's safer than you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm getting at, like, dude, you had to text her from a fake number to make sure that she was wrapping up while you go and cheat having unprotected sex.
Well, I mean, how am I cheating, though? She's kind of cheating every day. She takes a date.
Dude, you're like Nick Cage and Leaving Las Vegas.
This is tough, man. This is tough. So let's say we paid for some, you know, the fifth man to go have sex with your girlfriend. Would you be upset at that promotion?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's what she does. How can I be upset? I mean, I'm guilty. I've been to Bravo. I've been almost every Nevada Bravo we got in Northern Nevada.
Is there a place she works that's legitimate that we could send somebody to have sex with her, or is she just a street person?
No, she's just like a call girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She either does out calls or in calls.
Can you send me a picture if I text you?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
All right, I'm texting you right now.
Greg's texting you. We need to see what your girl looks
like. Are you wanting to find her or what?
No, unfortunately, I have a girlfriend now. But the thing is, if we can make a promotion out of it and you can bang Right Wing Ben's girlfriend.
Bang Ben's girlfriend
would be one of the best promotions ever.
Yes.
Bro.
Send us a pic. We want to see what she looks like.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, see you, Right Wing Ben.
Later.
Oh, wow.
This guy.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
First of all, you know he's going to send you a stock photo of Julia Roberts.
I don't think so.
You know he didn't pay for anything because his new name is Welch Wing Ben.
Welch Wing Ben. That's great.
That's great.
He said he didn't pay for it. He said he's not a client.
Well, because she knew he wasn't going to pay up.
Oh, she could just. Oh, she has that ability to read guys,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Greg's not the first one he's welched on.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Until he pays up, you're right. He should be Welch Wing Ben, is who he should be. What do you mean? Thanks, Colin.
I just got a picture.
No!
I got a picture.
He texted you a picture?
Yeah! Got a pic.
Okay.
Should I put this on our social media?
No.
Yeah, I have to.
What? Don't blow up the thing. No.
Oh, if anything, it'll help her business.
Do it.
Why?
I wouldn't do it.
Just put the caption, not Right Wing Bang's girlfriend.
No, because put allegedly.
No, we don't know.
Allegedly.
No, you're blowing up her spot.
No. Nobody knows who she is.
She does that for a living. She blows up her spot. Who cares? I'm putting it on there. Okay.
Don't.
Why?
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap?
Right Wing Ben. That's who's got.
876-3692.
Don't put it on there.
Do you want to see?
Are you kidding me? Don't put it on there. Don't do that.
Let's do it. I like this. Let's
she's
do this.
An innocent bystander in this.
No.
Well, she's not really innocent bystander.
No.
But at the same time.
Oh, man.
We don't know if she's bi. But what I'm saying is, Right Wing Ben, come on, man. He was cool enough to text you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
How are we going to give her away if we don't know what she looks like?
Don't give her. This poor woman. Poor woman.
She's not poor. Trust me. She makes plenty.
Yeah. I know she makes money, but at the same time, I feel bad for her situation,
that's
her circumstance,
choice.
And the fact that she's dating Right Wing Ben. I feel incredibly sad about
it. I feel less bad for her then.
Really?
Yeah, well, she's choosing to date Right Wing Ben.
Is she? Is she just telling him that?
Well.
To eventually suck money out of his pocket?
Does she not already suck money out of his pocket?
I don't know.
She's sucking something.
How did you not dump that?
We don't know.
I don't know. What
oh
it
my
is.
God.
A candy bar, a popsicle.
We're just talking about the banana
money.
In the classroom.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Stupid. Yeah.
I don't know what. Why are you so angry here?
Because you always dump me and you never dump Greg.
Oh, wow.
Make Greg understands FCC guidelines.
I understand FCC guidelines.
Okay, God.
Speaking of which, here comes this picture right now.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Greg.
Do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yes.
BS in the morning.
When are you guys going to step your comedy game up and stop talking about wieners?
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. You're listening to Spock. Go yourselves and stay away from those gambling tables.
you horse.
It's BS in the morning.
Right wing Ben called up minutes ago saying that he's gotten the clap gonorrhea within the last week or so. He said very recently. He's been dating this prostitute. And obviously she's sleeping around and he cheated on her. Anyway, Greg asked for a picture. Greg, you got the pic.
I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Which
can
is
can we at least describe it? We're not gonna post it.
Before we do anything,
all right.
Right wing Ben has called back. Uh-oh. Yeah, he's on the phone right now. Let's go to
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling? Ben.
Hey, tell Greg not to do that.
Why?
Don't do it, Greg. You're gonna get me in trouble.
No, come on. How are we going to do a promotion if they don't see what she looks like?
Yeah, you are literally allowing people to sleep with your girlfriend through the radio. Why can't we post her picture?
Yeah.
It's not me putting it up.
So?
Hold on, let's check out other people. Here, I'll put you on a three-way call with the other fifth man and just see what they say about your girl. Here, let's do it.
Bone Saw is ready!
Bone Saw?
I was going to tell him, put it up there on social media with a wanted ad, and the first one to find it out of you guys doesn't have to spin the wheel of punishment.
Oh, so we got to go find her.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what about good. That, right? When can I do that?
Well, hold on. No. No. Because then someone's going to be like, well, where'd you find me? Oh, I see that, seen you on an ad. I'm from a radio station.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bonesaw.
All right, thanks, Bonesaw. Appreciate it. Okay, that was Bonesaw. Let's check out Chris. Hey, Chris, what do you think? You're on with Right Wing Ben as well. What do you think about Ben's girl here?
I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted because on the other hand, like, you know, somebody could, you know, win, like, a chance to, like, get laid. But on the other hand, you're pretty much breaking bro code.
Breaking bro code is what this guy
said. This is like hoe code, dude. It's not the same thing.
Dude, if she's for lack of a better word, wide open, then it's not really breaking any kind of code. You know what I mean?
With legs wide open.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Sparks on that. I mean,
you know, right wing Ben is already cheating on her. And they've been dating for like a month. So, and she.
Longer than that.
Okay. Right wing Ben's already been cheating on her. He's been dating her for it doesn't matter amount of time.
You're not helping your case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't your hooker girlfriend want you to know that you gave her gonorrhea?
It's not like you didn't know what she was doing, Ben. You knew going in.
Knew in what?
That she's a prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew once I found out within a couple weeks.
Okay, well, there you go, dude. So if what we're doing is helping out, dude, maybe she'd start paying for dinners. Maybe she'd start going up to Moapa for once rather than you coming down to Vegas. You know what I mean?
Who's on the phone again with Ben?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, do you think I should put it on social media or no?
I'd say blur the face at least.
The face?
Blur the face and let the fifth man fill the face in.
Time out. Is this Chris the pirate?
Yeah.
Chris the Pirate! The virgin! This is perfect. Okay, look, Chris the Pirate is a virgin, right wing Ben. What if we de-virginized him with your girlfriend?
Let's not do that.
Why not?
Come on,
Ben?
She sleeps with everyone else anyways.
You know he's gonna be gentle and kind and sweet and innocent.
No, because Chris will open his stupid mouth. And I'll get in trouble.
First of all, you're already assuming your girl is not going to be into this. Okay, that's my point.
No.
And excuse me, probably be into it.
What'd you say, Chris the Pirate?
I said, excuse me, princess. Did he just say that I'd open my stupid mouth?
Yes, that's what he said.
Says the cheater.
Oh!
He's a virgin and he's calling me a cheater?
You are a cheater. You already said it. Yeah. You cheated on her.
You're a carrier
he's
monkey.
He's not calling you a cheater. You are a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
You.
Someone likes to have fun.
No, you just said you got gonorrhea from someone else whilst you're in a relationship with your girl. You're a cheater.
Oh, my God. Technically, I guess.
Okay, hey, Chris, we're going to find Right Wing Ben's girlfriend, and we're going to get you laid, okay?
Hey, whatever.
All right, Chris the Pirate is in. He's going to lose his virginity to Right Wing Ben's girlfriend.
Hey, has Chris got at least $400?
What?
We can get that together.
She's not a cheap one.
She's not a cheap one?
No.
Well, did you send me the wrong picture
what's
or something?
What do you mean, send me the wrong picture?
Oh.
You just got roasted, Ben. She don't look like that. You can't even tell her.
You know what? Normally we save this for Chris the Pirate, but this is for you, Right Wing Ben. For once, Chris the Pirate gets the play it on you.
Yeah!
Oh, I love it. How hey. Much? How much does your girl cost, Right Wing Ben?
Like 400.
400.
How much to put her picture up?
400 for what?
400 for whatever she does for it.
Yeah, but
is that like 400 an hour? 400 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Nah, that's BS. A lie.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know what we're going to do?
What do you mean, BS?
I can get one of Charlie Sheen's hookers for that much.
I think what we could do is we could, Right Wing Ben, why don't you come with us as we record the date of Chris the Pirate? We'll take her out to dinner. We'll set up a hotel room or something. And if things happen, things happen. Okay? How about that?
Hell no.
What do you think, Chris the Pirate?
Hey, I'm all for it.
All right.
Yeah.
Chris the Pirate might lose his virginity to Right Wing Ben's girlfriend. And you know what? That, to me, is cosmic justice.
It is.
I mean, I think that's how a suit works.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Exactly.
Like most funguses have.
What do you think? I think we're in. Right Wing Ben?
I don't think I'm in. You can leave me out of that.
That's fine. You're going to be out while Chris is in, for
sure.
Why
are you still in and then out and then in and out? I don't understand what's going on.
That's
going
to be Chris the Pirate.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you don't have to be there. It's fine. Chris the Pirate, how old are you?
22, about to be
23-year-old virgin, a resident pirate and insurance agent. I'm telling you, we're going to try to get you laid, bro. All right?
All right. 2019 is about to be my year.
Hey! I love it. All right, Chris the Pirate, take it easy, man.
All right, take care.